I didn't teach myself victory first. I taught myself how to fail. When you're 300 pounds and you can't read and write and you're fucked up, you know how many times you're gonna fucking fail on that process? So if you don't know how to fail, there is no victory. Most of this generation quits the second they get talked to. You did this wrong, you did this wrong, or they get yelled at. It's so easy to, you know, to be great nowadays, because everybody else is, most people are weak. This is a softened generation. So if you have any mental toughness, any ability, if you have any fraction of self-discipline, the ability to not want to do it, but still do it. People have a hard thing to understand. I hate to run. And what makes me so crazy, it doesn't need more, is people go, well, why do you run if you hate it? What are you talking about? If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness. That's what people understand. By me running, I am callous in my mind. I'm not training for a race. I'm training for life. I'm training my mind and my body and my spirit so it's all one, so I can handle what life is gonna throw at me. Because the life I've lived, it throws a whole bunch at you. And if you're not physically and mentally prepared for that, you're just gonna crumble and you're good for nobody. Tighten up, people. It's okay. What are you going to do now? They don't own your life. All these insecure people putting their insecurities on you, you gotta flush it out. You gotta just be whoever the hell God or whatever the hell you believe in. If you believe in nothing but yourself, I don't care what it is. You gotta take everything and throw it away. You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself. Right now, for you to find greatness in yourself, you're not gonna find it by looking in a book or by even hearing me. I may give you the spark, but you've got to go inside yourself to find it. And that means you gotta be quiet. Shut the fuck up, go in a room, stop talking, search your soul, search your mind, search your abilities, and you'll find it.
I'm just starting out in life. I don't know where I'm going, what I'm doing.
How old are you?
26.
And you don't know
where I'm going, what I'm doing, and I'm not disciplined.
So how the fuck am I supposed to help you? You're lazy. You know exactly what to do. It just sucks doing it. Everybody's looking for mental toughness.
Yeah.
Every athlete, everybody in the world is looking for mental toughness. The only way you gain mental toughness is to do things you're not happy doing. If you continue doing things that you're satisfied and to make you happy, you're not getting stronger. You're staying where you're at. Either you're getting better or you're getting worse. You're not staying the same.
So what are you doing today?
Doing the same thing I was doing last year and last month and last week. I'm continually to look in the mirror, look at the reflection. It's called the accountability mirror. What have I done today to improve David Goggins? The accountability mirror is something that I kind of came up with in high school. Like I said, I started shaving my head when I was 16. And I got caught up in trying to impress so many people because no one liked me. So I developed so many different identities. When you look in the mirror, that's the one person you can't lie to. So every morning I would shave my head thinking, God, I would reflect back on some of the lies I may have told somebody or some of the ways I acted that I didn't feel comfortable doing. I was trying to make other people like me. How pathetic is that? We all have that voice that say, hey man, you know, you're kind of wimping out right now. You're kind of being a little punk right now. But a lot of us say, okay, that's okay. It's okay to tell these little white lies to ourselves. So we first have to face the real you. The real me is David Goggins. The real me is a guy looking at you right now saying, I don't want to fucking be on this show right now because I used to stutter as a kid and I'm afraid of that. But that's when I see right now, okay, Goggins, you got to go on this fucking show. That's Goggins. Goggins is saying, okay, David Goggins, you're a punk. Life made you this way. We can't live like this. We can't live in fear. We can't live in judgment. We can't be afraid of what the fuck people right now are looking at me saying about me. You have to face that in that dark room. That's the only way you're gonna get over all those things. You have to create someone else. Human beings wanna show you the best side and they wanna hide the worst side. For me, I'm gonna teach you how to be vulnerable, because that's the only way you fix yourself. Let's say it's a man up there or a woman, whatever, and they have a chart. And when you're born, they say David Goggins. They write the chart down because they can see everything. They know exactly where you're fucking supposed to be. You die, you go to so-called heaven. You arrive at heaven, I'm 300 pounds. I go up there and God looks at me and he shows me my chart. And my chart on there says you were supposed to be a Navy SEAL. You're supposed to weigh 185 pounds. I was supposed to live that life. And then you find out that the reason why, because we all think that if we pray on it, if we do this, if we do that, whatever, if we don't work, we just, whatever, it's gonna magically happen for us. I believe that when I'm all said and done with, my whole job is to outwork the chart. Whatever the fucking chart says about me, the all-knowing power up there, I wanna get up there and say, him look at me and say, I know everything. I didn't fucking see this. I want to feel that. I want to get to the other end of this fucking world, and however I'm being judged, whoever's judging me, to look at me and say, I did not fucking know. I had you at 185, I had you at this, but all this other shit, I was riding as you were living it. I want to find more, all I can. And in that fucking sack of shit, you have to dive in that to find more. Because if you're not willing to go in there and face yourself, I can find anything. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. Do things you hate to do. Be uncomfortable every fucking day of your life. Roger that. I'm not the smartest kid in the world. Instead of somebody saying, oh no, you're smart. No, no, don't say that to yourself. I said to myself, no, I'm a dumb motherfucker. Okay, roger that. How you get smarter? Educate yourself. So the things that we run from the truth. So the only way I became successful was going towards the truth. As painful and as brutal as it is, it changed me. It allowed me to become, in my own right, who I am today. I believe that most human beings are only living at about 40% of their capability.
Yo, who's gonna carry the boats and the logs?
At all times of your life, the mind has a tactical advantage over you. Why is that? It knows what you're afraid of. It knows your insecurities. It knows your deep, dark lies. And it starts to push you away from that shit.
You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I fucking thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
Something in you has to wake up. And usually the only person that can wake it up is you. But if you don't have a little flame, you know, just that, just barely, you're done. I can't light it for you. And that's the harsh reality of this life that I want to get across so fucking bad. You can watch me, you can watch you, you can watch Rogan and Cameron Haynes, all these motherfuckers. You can go to Tony Robbins' fucking bullshit, all this shit. If you could keep going back and keep spending money and spending money and spending money with no results, you can wonder, wow, maybe let me go try out David Goggins. He ain't gonna fucking help you. You have to explore, examine the insides of yourself. And what do you really want out of life? You have to envision something that is more powerful than you. Something has to get you out of bed. And you have to create it. It has to be false. Because you're not it. You're a fat piece of shit. And that's the reality of it. So you have to create a false reality to live in that just to get to work on yourself. That's the reality. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything. Let's say you have no races. Let's say you have no classes, no nothing. There's no purpose in your life. You know, people need to have purpose to get up. They need purpose to perform. You need to get to a point in your life where there's nothing on the docket. If you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes. It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. If you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself because you have to want it.
You have to want to be better. And it starts off with you have to have pride in yourself.
A lot of people out here just don't fucking want it. So guess what? Have fun with your life. Go from 3 to 350 to 400 to 450 to 500 because you don't want it. And that's the harsh reality. I can't give you shit. I had to miserably wake up every morning in the cold. I was miserable. This is your new life. Take it or leave it. There's no happiness about it. There's no peace behind it. It sucks. It just fucking sucks. And it's going to continue to suck. And then one day you'll get to a special part in your life that it might get a little bit better.
Self-discipline is everything. If you don't have it, I don't look at you right because I know you're capable of more. It's not discipline so much for me. It's all on you. The self part is what's big, where you're going to fail and you're going to be in your head. You're going to be saying, I'm not good enough. And it's how you get through that. It's how you get through that on a daily basis when that thing is saying, man, I'm 43. I've done so much. You start to become civilized. The refrigerator gets full. You start making money and you start, I'm not getting cold anymore. I'm retired. At 40, people shouldn't be playing basketball or football or being in the middle. You start to believe this shit and it becomes in your fucking mind. Like there's people who are retiring, you know, at 40 something years old or 30 something years old. At 43, I'm still putting 100 mile weeks, still doing thousands of pull-ups, thousands of push-ups. Because I'm not allowing myself to become civilized. The worst thing that can happen to a man is become civilized. You lose that fucking fight. You lose that, why the fuck am I doing this shit? I'm good. You ain't good, man. You ain't never fucking arrived. And that's just my mentality. You may have more, but you never fucking arrived. You want to be uncommon amongst uncommon people.
You know, it comes from, I had a rough childhood coming up. And I just took all that, you know, negative energy. It made it very positive for myself to drive me. I'm a very driven person. I have passion that almost scares people just to be successful and to make it no matter what.
People wonder, how do you stay hungry all the time? Because after I accomplish something, I don't sit back like a lot of guys who graduate buzz, graduate this, graduate that. They get comfortable. They wonder why I'm getting weak, man. I don't know, I lost my edge. What's going on? Because once you hit the top of the fucking mountain, guess what happened? I'm good. So you wonder why you're falling down now. Because once you reach the top of the mountain, you got to build a fucking another one. That's mediocrity. There's a lot of people in mediocrity who have a nice resume, but they're one-timers, man. They hit a one-time deal. They busted it open, got a lot of money, but they're good. You're mediocre now, man. What are you fucking doing today, tomorrow, the next fucking day? I listen to a motherfucker who's like this, man. What's wrong, man? I'm fucking tired, dude. Why are you tired? Because tomorrow, I gotta do the fucking shit again, man. Whatever the shit is that made me fucking nauseous and sick to my stomach, it made me hurt, there's no ending. And that's the person I listen to. That's the person who's gained knowledge. You gain knowledge through suffering. And on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world. I will have normal, everyday people picking me apart. Oh, his life is miserable. Who wants to live like that? He looks, it's crazy how he, it's almost like he's sick, he's psychotic. Because human beings need to hear this. They need to stop hearing these hacks on this and that. There's no fucking hack, bro. There's no fucking hack. Yeah, you may this and that and saunas and, this, and all this shit that, they, yeah, it's great. There is no fucking life hack. To grow that thing, how do you grow it? Do it, and do it, and do it, and do it. That's the hack. Let me teach you the real life, how it really is. The reason why you're a loser, and the reason why you're not fucking making it, and the reason why you're trying to go through all these, I go to all these fucking conventions, speak all the fucking time. I look in the fucking audience, and these people sign up fucking every year to go to a convention. Thinking they're gonna learn something fucking different. What brings me joy and happiness is knowing how beautiful the mind is. And I'm one of the few people that didn't read about it, didn't experience it through some drug. I got to experience the beauty of true fucking willpower. True fuck you, I'm going to fail. I'm going to fucking fail. And I will succeed. Just me talking about that gives me a feeling. I know what I did. And I don't need to travel somewhere or to have this or have that. I have it all here in my mind. And that is, when you finally get to that point, for me, it's for everlasting peace. I don't have to do anything. I could die right now on this show and I'll be happy, man.
Sometimes life can really hijack your fucking mind. When that happens to you, you're all fucked up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything's out the fucking window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the fuck over it. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the fucking test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't fucking get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours. Get after it. Stay hard.
If you pan it down here, you see it's about 3 o'clock in the morning and there's not a car or a person in sight. People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a motherfucker that's up. There's not a car. There's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day. Stay hard.
Every morning, every day of our lives, we have choices to make. You have the choice to stay in bed, to say, forget it, I'm not gonna work out today, or forget it, I'm not gonna work hard today. You always have a choice every single day of your life. So yesterday, I made the choice to get up early and run, but today's another day that I'm faced with another choice to make. So I'm making the choice again to put my shoes on early in the morning and get after it again. So make the right decision.
I want you to realize that this world, life, is one big head game. And once you learn to play the motherfucking head game, it's no longer a game anymore at all. You can start living your life.
I saw myself as the weakest human being on the planet. And I wanted to transform that into the hardest man God ever created.
Who's gonna carry the boats?
When you go to war with yourself, you find a lot of peace because you know exactly who you are.
When you quit, your mind says we're done. So it doesn't expand. There's no expansion when you quit.
Your mind takes control of you. You have to say, fuck you, I run this motherfucker.
You gotta tell your brain where you wanna go and how you wanna go and how you wanna get there.
Stay fucking hard!
That warrior mentality that I'm so proud of, I wasn't born with it.
I was not always this strong guy, you see. I went through a lot of hard times in my life to get here today.
What changed me was I had to be hard on myself. And I have to continue to grind myself into a fine dust.
The only way I could find myself was through putting myself through the worst thing possible. I was a scared, uneducated kid who stuttered, and I had to look at myself in the mirror and hold myself accountable for who I wasn't and who I wanted to be.
Nothing was coming back to save me, so I realized I had to save myself.
You gain knowledge through suffering, and on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world, because that's where you find yourself.
Gotta go into that hellhole of life that you have, that fucked you up, and fix it. And that's what I'm here to do. It's a hard journey. It's a real journey. It's a journey that's gonna take you way outside of being comfortable.
We all look for toughness. We all want it, but we look for it in a comfortable environment. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment.
You gotta do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't wanna do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck it the fuck up and do it.
You have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer.
You have to build a person that can withstand the pressures of whatever they're going to be dealing with in life. Because this world we live in is tough. It's tough. It will beat you down. The world and the life that we live in is the ultimate competitor. You have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. The mind has the tactical advantage over you at all times. At all times of your life, the mind has a tactical advantage over you. Why is that? It knows what you're afraid of. It knows your insecurities. It knows your deep, dark lies. And it starts to push you away from that shit. It pushes you in a direction that is comfortable. Your mind takes control of you. You have to say, you, I run this motherfucker. When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, this is what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, I'm not saying physical, I'm not saying you got to break yourself off. The amount of mental pain of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. There's going to be more times you do something that you don't want to do than you are going to want to do it. That's your new norm. That's your new norm. And then once you do this over and over and over again, it becomes like breathing. I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to. The only way you're ever going to get to the other side of this journey is you have got to suffer to grow. To grow, you must suffer. We have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything. I'm trying to build people up. I'm trying to armor their mind. I'm trying to get them the belief. Because this world we live in is tough. It's tough. It will beat you down. The world and the life that we live in is the ultimate competitor. It will try to take you out. It will find your weakness, and it will just hammer you. So if I can help you build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are. You have to build a person that can withstand the pressures of whatever they're going to be dealing with in life. You gain knowledge through suffering. And on the other end of suffering is a world that very few have ever seen. It's a beautiful world because that's where you find yourself. Every day you have to do this shit. Because why? When you stop doing it, you don't just maintain it. If you stop shooting a gun, you're not going to be a great shot if you pick a gun up a year from now. If you want to be great, you want to be the baddest motherfucker ever at what you do, you're going to be misunderstood by everybody because you're going to be so f***ing obsessed and so driven to get there. That's what it takes. It takes every second of your f***ing life. Anybody says balance? Yeah, balance is important for a lot of f***ing people. It is. But if you want to go to that edge where people do not like you, don't understand you, question everything you f***ing do, you've arrived. When you are misunderstood to the point where f***ing people think you're psycho and you're nuts and you're this and that, why are you in the f***ing gym at 1 o'clock in the f***ing morning? You will never understand what is wrong with me. And that's why I'm so f***ing glad you don't, because I'm in the right f***ing spot. When people don't understand you anymore, you're in that spot of obsession and drive where people are like, what the f*** is wrong with this guy? I don't want to talk to you, man, because you're not going to get it. I can't get this paragraph. I can't remember what the f*** is in this paragraph to pass this test to get in the military. Read again. Still not getting it. Read again. But if not getting it, write it out. And that's how I started learning. I can't swim. I'm negative buoyant. Go back again. I can't swim. Go back again. Go back again. Go back again. I got it. I realize if I keep going back and going back and going back until the shit just becomes, your mind will say, okay, we're gonna figure it out, because he is not going to stop. It's not like I'm gonna try one more time. No, it's just like alarm clock goes off, boop, we're going back. I can't read right, we're going back. I gave myself no way out, and my mind realized that. They said, okay, we're gonna adapt and overcome now. A lot of us wanna find peace first. Some people say, man, you always talk about this suffering and pain and shit. I'm at peace right now because I went through that. Right. You don't find peace first. If you do, Merry Christmas, more power to you. I found peace on the opposite end of finding myself. And no one really finds themselves without going through trials, tribulations, suffering, accountability. And accountability is suffering. Being accountable every
fucking day for doing right for yourself, for the people next to you, it's miserable.
One thing we don't do is we don't have a new norm. My new norm is you get up every morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. This is your new norm. That became my new life. Most people want to get out of it. I said, no, motherfucker, this is your new life. This is who you are. Your new norm is you wake up and you suffer. And I started realizing if that's my mentality, this shit ain't hard anymore.
Not giving civilized is about having a savage mentality. It's a comfortable world. A lot of us say, you know, like for instance, I see these athletes right now who retire, you know, I'm 38, you know, I'm 39. I did 20 years at the top of my game and I'm chilling out now. You see them a year later and how they look. What the hell just happened to you? What the hell? You're one of the greatest athletes of all time. Kids looked up to you. Women, men of all ages looked up to you. And they hit the pinnacle where it's time to retire, and their mind says, I'm civilized. The worst thing that could ever happen to any human being is they become civilized. It's that total accountability. Like even when you retire, there's a mother looking at me and judging me right now, man. I was the baddest person to ever live. Doesn't go away, man. You gotta wake up. Even though you retired, you never retired. You're setting the example every single day of your life. And being civilized feels so good. I'm sorry, man. Once you get to the top, you may retire, but you ain't never coming back home, man. Cause now you're judged. People see you falling off. You wanna be that guy who knows I may be retired from the sport or forever I did, but I'd be damned if you ever see me looking like shit. Feeling like shit, not arriving. People, I've arrived. I've arrived mentality. You're always setting the example. Civilization feels so good. These comfortable feelings are what people want. They want retirement. They want that. They need that. It's a yearning feeling. I want it too. People love putting a label on me about, my God, man, you're just wired different. I'm not wired different, dude. I'm thinking right now, after I got past my stuttering thing, now I'm on a roll, I'm good now. You know what I'm thinking about right now? I gotta wake up tomorrow and do the same shit again. I gotta leave this interview and go stretch out for 2.5 hours. I hate that shit. But guess what it does though? I'm constantly callousing over my victim's mentality that I once had growing up. Every day you have to do this shit. The only way to keep from getting rusty is to constantly oil that motherfucking machine. The machine is this. You gotta keep challenging it every day. How do I do it? How am I able to do what I do on a daily basis? You know, how do I fight the demons? Because they hear me speak and I'm very raw and real. How do you fight my insecurities, all these things? And they're there every day. They're there every day. I'm in search for a feeling. I'm not in search for a trophy. I'm not in search for love. I'm not in search for more followers on Instagram or social media. When I started this journey years ago and I realized that I'm going to be somebody and I'm searching for a feeling of true victory for myself and only myself. The second I shut out the whole world and realized that one thing, that I am in this world alone, I'm fighting this race by myself. Yeah, I'm all about people, I'm all about team, I'm all about that shit. But I'm really all about right now and in my life, no one knows the real truth about me, how hard I really go. I don't care if anybody knows. I don't want anybody to know. I'm an introvert, I live an introverted life, and I love that about me. That right there is my fuel, is I know that there's really no one out there grinding like me. And if they are, so be it. If I know about you, I'll make sure that I up my game. That's what the mentality is all about. My whole thing is a mentality thing. I view myself as the weakest person on the planet Earth. I was just an insecure, scared kid. And the only way I could find myself was through putting myself through the worst thing possible. My goal in life was to, in my mind, believe I'm the hardest man alive. And that's why the whole thing is can't hurt me. That's what it's about. It's about whatever you think you are, you have to make that dream a reality. But that's where the hard part is making that dream a reality. That's where the hard work comes. That's where people know, how do you keep grinding every day? You have to make those insecurities
Those fears, like when I was 300 pounds, I didn't have any drive. I'm gonna go be a Navy SEAL. What kind of stupid shit is that, 300 pounds? There wasn't like a drive to go be a Navy SEAL. I was an insecure, lying kid, afraid. I had to look in my insecurities and in my fear and find drive in that. We're all looking for passion. Passion's all around you. You have a whole stack of it all around you. It's your insecurities, all that shit. You gotta dive deep in that shit. It's all in there. All the energy and fuel you need is right in yourself. It's all there. You got a lot of stuff to do to overcome. And you know, that's where I found it. I found it right there in my own insecurities. I found drive in my own insecurities. And that's the most powerful thing in the world. When you can find drive in your own doubt, fear, insecurities, you become very unstoppable.